In a world where zombies, ghosts, serial killers, and vampires all exist, it's Nico, Brian, Mike, and Dustin, and they are all that stand between you and the films that could end the world. Welcome to the Don't Go Out There Horror Movie Podcast.
No, please! I'm a star! Welcome, everybody. We really appreciate y'all tuning in. Whoever's listening, watching, we appreciate it. I've been waiting on this trailer to drop for a good hot minute. I've needed it more than my next breath some days, so I'm super excited that it finally dropped. Just got back home yesterday from a good weekend at Spookala. Then, you know, me and Brian, we saw the news that the Maxine trailer is dropping Monday. I was like, this is a hell of a horror weekend for me. I needed it. I know Mike, me and Mike are in this together when it comes to loving X and Pearl. We both are big, big fans of those two movies.
Yes, sir.
Dustin, he's not as big of a fan, but I'm glad he joined so he can maybe bring some balance to this Maxine trailer reaction.
Yeah, because it would have been a love fest without us or without him. So.
Oh, absolutely. You always got to have a little hater in there sometimes, you know.
No, I love it.
But I'll just kick off general thoughts real quick. Mike, I agree 100% with what you said earlier today. And whenever I first sent the trailer to the group chat, and you're like, I really don't know how to feel because they didn't show a lot, and I love that.
Yeah, me too.
They did. I feel like they didn't spoil too much, but they got me really intrigued with what they're going to do. I'm just going to leave it at that for right now. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, so I said that because it's true. They don't give away too much of, you know, plot-wise anyway, at least I thought. I'm really intrigued. You know, one thing, I love X, I love Pearl, so obviously I want to see the conclusion of that story and what Ty West and company are going to do. Look, the cast looks awesome. And I know we knew the cast, but to kind of see them in this, you know, in this trailer, in their roles, I thought was really neat. You know, this is kind of strange, though. And this is something else I took away. I didn't put it in the chat. It's a horror movie, but they're really like, you know, they're involving the Night Stalker serial killer, which I thought was an interesting tie-in and a twist. Probably a little bit of a red herring. That's just a guess. I don't know anything. But I thought that was very interesting, a little true crime element to this. But I think we know who the real killer is by the end of the film. So, yeah, man, I'm excited. That trailer got me super pumped for it.
I expect – okay, let me start by saying I wasn't even going to do this because – you guys know, and some of the listeners may know, I don't watch trailers. Like, unless I'm going to the theater and watching a movie and I'm, you know, force-fed it before that movie starts. I don't watch trailers because, you know, I'm tired of trailers misleading us from the product that we actually get. And it has nothing to do with, well, it has a little bit to do with spoilers. But, you know, mostly it's just I'm tired of being promised one thing, the old bait and switch. But I was like, you know what? What the hell? I'll join it with you guys. So I watched this a little bit before we were recording this tonight. And after watching that trailer, I expect to like Maxine more than I liked X and Pearl, just based off that trailer. I don't hate X and Pearl. I liked X more than Pearl, but I didn't dislike either one of them, really. I don't really understand fucking a scarecrow, but that's neither here nor there.
One part of the movie, man. It's just one small part of the film. Come on.
Yeah, well, you know, okay. but no, I like the direction I think they're taking. It definitely has more of a crime drama slash thriller feel than a true horror feel. And I like that. I really like that so far from what we saw, it feels so different from X and Pearl. Like, it's a trilogy, yeah, but they all feel so unique. They feel like standalones that are tied together. I really like that. It's very refreshing. I thought they nailed the era. It looked great. Looked great for 1985.
Absolutely.
The cast, like we've already mentioned, is phenomenal. I would have seen this movie regardless because Halsey's in it, and I would love to be her. I'd love to be her kid's stepfather, but you know, that's besides the point. But then you add Giancarlo Esposito to the mix; it's elite. Not to mention Bobby Cannavale and of course Kevin Bacon. Like, the cast is phenomenal.
So actually, I didn't know that Kevin Bacon was in it until the trailer. I guess I just missed that. Like, I did not know that, so that was a surprise to me. That excited me quite a bit. Go ahead, Dustin. It's your turn.
No, I was just gonna say you mentioned the Night Stalker. Like, I like the added element of a serial killer added to the mix, and you know, the Bates Motel, the look at that was great.
But yes, awesome.
Adding that added layer of a serial killer on the loose, it's like in my mind, it's like we're going to see Maxine have to channel the energy she showed in X to survive. And I'm here for that.
Yeah, man. I, you know, something that you really touched on that I thought was interesting, and the inclusion of the Night Stalker and even Bates Motel to an extent made me realize this. We talk about how much different Pearl is from X. How Maxine's going to be different than both of them. These are three unique stories with really one small tie into each other. Like, you know, we even talked about it on our review of Pearl, which you can listen to at don'tgooutthere.com. We talked about it in Pearl in the sense that, is that movie actually horror? I think so, but you can make the argument the other way. You know, there are some horror elements, especially later in the film, but like, it's a slow burn, a very slow burn in Pearl. And I think Maxine may be a little bit of the a mix between the two, because X feels like a Texas Chainsaw movie to me. And I mean that in a very good way. Pearl looks like the Wizard of Oz, a demented version of that. And then I don't know what exactly to expect from Maxine, but you mentioned it. Very 80s. Just by the look of the trailer, they capture that era so perfect. The font of the logo is perfect. The look of Mia Goth as Maxine is really freaking 80s. And how big of a boom the porn industry had, I think, is also going to be discussed. I'm excited for sure.
No, Dustin, I want to ask you something real quick. Did you get, you know, something I picked up on kind of quick, and maybe I'm wrong, but like the trailer gave me a little bit of American Horror Story 1984 vibes with like all the jazzercise stuff in the beginning. You know, you got the Night Stalker involvement. I was like, I feel like it's going to have that kind of mood and like the atmosphere, like similar to that kind of, not directly ripping it off, but I can see it a little bit.
I can definitely see that. And I think that goes, that just speaks more to how perfectly Ty West captured the era. I mean, that's very big, you know, staples of the era was jazzercise and you know, the look of everything. And I agree. I picked that up too.
No, my question is like, what's got me really intrigued is like Kevin Bacon is after Maxine, like he's a detective looking for her. Like, I wonder why he's looking for her, just because she ran off after all the stuff that happened. I'm guessing maybe they want to know what she knows and all that, but it was really intriguing to me that she was watching like that video, I guess. And you could hear the Jenna Ortega scream from when she saw the guy trapped in the basement. Like, were there cameras down there? I guess. I mean, it's kind of hard for me to believe that in 1979, they had cameras down in the basement, but Pearl was a little freaky. Maybe she was recording that stuff in black and white.
Right.
No maybe doubt. Maybe she wanted to be the movie star, you know. Maybe she was like doing her movie star stuff down in that basement. I don't know.
I could definitely see that 100%. 100%. I think it's got to tie back to Pearl and her doing that. Absolutely.
And they showed you know, in the trailer, you could see Maxine when she would look, I think that was the Bates Motel, like into the window, like you could see the outline of Pearl in there too. So Pearl is definitely still haunting Maxine.
For sure.
What, as 6 years, 7 years later? I think it's 6 years later. Yeah, so, man, the trailer's got me fired up. And like y'all mentioned, great cast. Giancarlo Esposito, he's been in a lot. A great show in Breaking Bad that I haven't seen, but I've heard it's really good.
Absolutely. Hey, I wanted to. Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say he was great in that. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to throw a question out. And Dustin, you can go first since I feel like I'm talking over you. My bad. No, Brie, an energy drink will get you like this sometimes. How, you know, this trailer left me wondering, and there weren't really any clues to this, but I don't think Ty West has done anything by accident. How does Pearl's dad tie into this? Or not Pearl's dad, Maxine's dad. You know, we find out at the end of X what he is the whole time. Very intrigued to see if there's anything to do back or anything to tie back into her dad being a, you know, super strict Southern Baptist preacher.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't think about that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I mean, that's I don't know.
So do we also think that Maxine is the killer at the end, or is there something they're going to throw out to us that we're not expecting?
No, I definitely think she's a killer because she wants to be famous more than anything. She will not accept a life she doesn't deserve. So I definitely think she's got some more killer left in her.
Yeah. Yeah, I could, for sure. I agree. Something I wanted to mention that I loved from the trailer was I love the line, name five celebrities who got their start in horror movies when Bacon is in this movie. Like that's
fantastic. Fucking,
love that. Sorry for cussing. It's a family friendly show.
I hate this was filmed when it or set when it is, because the answer is have gotten so much more since then. I mean, you think of Johnny Depp. I guess that would be right around the time. Yeah, sure. So Johnny Depp, I don't.
Well, he wasn't a name. He wasn't in 85. Yeah,
he wasn't quite the name yet.
What year was Nightmare on Elm Street filmed?
84, the year before 84. That
one. So he wasn't quite a household name just yet, but he did get his start. So
yeah,
true. But like Jamie Lee had been in several films. Right, John Travolta, right. He had been in several. Yeah, man. It's kind of hard to even think of more things to talk about because I really like how, like you guys mentioned, Ty West. Like, Dustin, you mentioned it earlier about Civil War, the other A24 movie is coming out pretty soon. Like, that's all over. Like, me and you go to sure. movie theaters a lot. They got posters. They got the big cutouts everywhere for that movie. You can't – that. I think if you watch TV, you're going to see a commercial for Civil Brother. War. They are pushing the hell out of it.
Buddy, we watched WrestleMania. We watched WrestleMania this weekend, and I think we saw the Civil War trailer about 94 times in a 2-day.
I was about to call my local Peacock provider. Oh, sorry.
You got a local cock guy?
hey, family show.
Sorry for cussing.
Just bringing that up, like A24 is like going all in, but it feels like they're being like kind of low key with this one when they know the hype is really high for it.
Don't you think, and I know that A24 pretty much follows this model, every now and then they've got to do a movie that's going to make a lot of money, okay? Like, not even a small budget. Like, you've got to have those, like, big-time, headline-grabbing movies and to be able to fund these independent projects that they've been doing all this time, a small, low-budget, let the artist cook. You know, we think of what the A24 style is. Dustin, you're literally still in the middle of watching all these A24 movies. You know how much creative freedom these people have in the A24 universe. And so I think maybe that's why. Like, I know that X and Pearl were successful, but are they going to make the money that Civil War makes? It's probably, unfortunately, not going to happen.
I say no because two reasons. Number one, this is the third installment of a trilogy. Sure. So I think that they kind of know what they're getting in this. The budget in this one, if I had to guess, was pre-planned way before Civil War's budget was. And then number two, like I said in the group chat today, I think A24 is capitalizing on the climate. Like, there's a lot of tensions across the country anyway with political parties, and it's been that way since 2016 at least. And this is an election year, so I think they're really wanting to get as many people out there and draw off of that, strike while the iron hot while they can. And speaking of A24, I'll just use it this time to say this. I am still making my journey through all the A24 movies. I recently watched a movie called Zola about two strippers that go to Florida to dance, and that movie was fucking wild. Go watch Zola. It's on Max.
My God, this man, hey, I respect the undying loyalty and – Just the steadfastness in which you are getting through this, because I gotta be honest, you're a better man than me. I'd have given up. I'd have thrown in the towel, buddy.
No, there's a lot of good movies in there, man.
And I believe it.
And I got the Iron Claw on Blu-ray today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a GOAT film there. I mean, that is just top notch.
Go get that A24 tattooed on you, brother.
All I know is I would like to see Maxine finish her story. That's all.
Oh God. Hey, let's read some of these comments. Why don't we just change the subject?
Go ahead.
Tyler Kane said, the bake is in this one. Even more pumped now. Hell yeah, brother. That guy says, a lot of that was on the Universal Studios in L.A. I was there a few years ago.
Awesome.
And he said, I think the story will show a lot of behind the scenes of filming and her rise to Hollywood. I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Tyler Kane also said, forgot about her dad. Nice call. That was a good point, Mike. He said, her dad and her team up.
Oh, that's a fun concept.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah, but how? Okay, but at least it would be. Hey, that wouldn't be a bad idea, though. Like, they're probably not doing that. But like, if they did that, how often do you see a father daughter killing combo? That's pretty fun.
What was that movie we literally just watched with the dad was Johnny Ring Knoxville?
Johnny Knoxville.
We Summon the Darkness. Kind of a similar plot. He's a televangelist, and he's
hey,
Scream Six, really.
Yeah, Scream 6 had a father-daughter.
And then Tyler Kane said that movie's based off a Twitter thread talking about Zola. It was, and I enjoyed it. It's like a dark comedy. It was so fucking wild and funny. Sorry for cussing. Go ahead.
I got to say, the only thing that does, like, I'm not concerned by it, but Ty West has kind of mentioned, I'm sure you've probably seen this, Mike, that there's a possibility of a fourth one. So you kind of know that Maxine's probably going to survive this. But I'm still intrigued by what the story could be, you know?
Well, here's the thing that, yes, that could be. But what if this is the end of, I'm sorry, Dustin, but it's relevant. This is the end of Maxine's story. But maybe we're introduced to a character in Maxine where we can pick up and do a fourth film that's completely different from, you know, the initial trilogy. I'll be honest, I'm going to go see it, okay? But I'm not a super fan of a fourth movie in this thing. I think three is so perfect for the story that they're trying to tell. Maybe I'll be proved wrong. I'll end up being wrong.
For me, it's like, you know, I don't want this to turn into what so many franchises are. Yes. And it's something that's way too milked and dried out. And so don't make me tap the sign. Originality is dead. If you're going to do that, if you're going to go that route and just introduce a character and then have it be a spinoff, then just write that movie. Write that movie. It doesn't have to tie in.
Sure.
Let it die while it's on top.
Okay. So let me ask you that. I mean, you're a Marvel man. You don't like cinematic universes?
That's different. It's a series of comics that they made movies into. It's not like they're coming up with new characters and new movies, but
is a series of movies that Ty West is writing with characters.
No, it's not a pre-established story. But when I said "Let It Die on Top," the first thing that popped into my mind was "Like Old Girl" from Bo is Afraid. Go ahead.
Oh God! Which you can listen to our review at don'tgooutthere.com.
Speaking of A24 movies that lost a lot of money.
Yeah. I don't understand it either.
I'm gonna
quote the great Dustin Franklin when it comes to that movie. I don't know if I really liked it, but it was pretty good.
Hey, I felt that way about The Lighthouse. I didn't like it.
That's but literally I was, what he yeah. said about The Lighthouse.
But I respected it.
It was pretty good.
I respected it. I respect the dedication to the craft, the filmmaking, but I didn't think it was very entertaining. You're fond of me, Lobster.
Dude, I'm just so impressed by the fact that Ty West, like me and you agree on this, Mike. Like, I love both of those movies. I think they're both great. They're so different tonally. They fit the era of the time they are in. Mia Goth is incredible acting. Like, I really appreciate her performance in Pearl. I mean, don't get me wrong, she was really, really good in X, like playing both characters. But man, she was phenomenal in Pearl. I'm really excited to see this new. And I know a lot of people have complained about Pearl, like you mentioned even earlier, Mike. It's a slow burn. This movie, like Maxine, looks like it's going to be fast paced.
Yeah,
like it's going to be balls to the wall, snorting coke the whole time. Like
that's like, the '80s, brother.
Yeah, and like you mentioned earlier, I'm really excited to see this Night Stalker tie in. I really hope they don't have like a Richard Ramirez in the movie. Opie's just kind of like a shadow, maybe just like a red herring kind of thing. I don't know if I really need, like, I've watched like three seasons of AHS and like he was in two of them, for Pete's sake. Like, I don't need to see another guy acting like the Night Stalker.
But I've seen some complaints about that online, just off of the trailer, that they don't like the fact that it's introduced a real life serial killer into the cinematic universe. But I mean, I think what you said second is what they're going to do. It's going to be just there. It's going to be happening in the news. You can't deny it. It was happening in real time. It as like a shadow thing.
People were legitimately terrified that the Night Stalker was out there. Like they legitimately had so much fear, like they wouldn't leave their house. So like it's plausible. I can appreciate that.
I'm just so excited because I think this movie is going to be so much different than X. X is so much different than Pearl, and Pearl is going to be different than Maxine. Like you mentioned, like X again feels like that Texas Chainsaw late 70s, you know, almost grindhousey vibe with a modern touch. Pearl feels like a demented Wizard of Oz. Like that's literally what I get from that film. And then you get this movie, which could be just like a 80s thriller with the volume cranked all the way up. I'm freaking pumped, man.
Same, man. Same.
Tyler Kane said, as soon as y'all said Night Stalker was in this, I instantly thought about AHS. That's how you know our brains are wired differently, because when I hear Night Stalker, I think of former professional wrestler Brian Clark, brother. But that's just me.
Yeah, you know who's the true crime fans over here, huh? Y'all got any more final thoughts before we just jump out? I know y'all want to go watch Raw for the Raw after WrestleMania.
Yeah, right.
Time to knock out these Saw three notes in just a few minutes.
Buddy, I think I got some good zingers in my scene by scene. I mean, as long as I don't stutter over them, I'll be okay.
Now, I'm looking forward to, like I said, I'm looking forward to Maxine. I think I'm going to enjoy it more than I did Pearl or X, so I'm excited.
Man, this is like, I'm so excited for this movie, man. Like my expectations are super high, and I got my fingers crossed that Ty West doesn't let me down. Like, this movie can't suck to me. Like, it has to be good. Like you know how, like, Maxine has to be a star? This movie can't suck to me. Like, I need this to be, if it nails it, it's going to be my favorite horror trilogy, because Conjuring 3 let me down already.
I think dud. You, buddy, I love it, but you have a tendency to do this to yourself here. This is becoming a pattern for you. Conjuring 3, Halloween Ends, same thing.
Yeah, Halloween Ends did that to you too, brother. We just knew that was going to be the perfect end to it.
Yeah, I was a little pissed off about that too. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it happens. Hey, we really appreciate y'all tuning in. We're really excited for Maxine. It looks like it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a good time. Go see it in the theaters. Go support horror. Go support A24, Brian's favorite production company. I'm excited to go see it. We'll have this episode dropped on podcast platforms pretty soon.
Sure.
Comment on our social media post what you think. We really appreciate y'all tuning in.
Hey, tune in to our – okay, all I'm saying is make sure you listen to our Saw 3 scene-by-scene, because it's my scene-by-scene retirement tour. So I just want to let everybody know, no more stuttering Stanley on this mo, and I'm out. We'll catch you next time.
Yay, yay. Just want to remind everybody.
I'm good out there. When the hands of fate fall on the midnight hour, behind this mask of hate, I down the devil's power.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.